SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tehran apparently wants it both ways, talk and fight. The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says despite the current heightened atmosphere between Tehran and Washington, the talks, well, they're still on the books.
These talks, as of right now, are still scheduled. President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first, but obviously it takes two to tango. You need a willing partner to achieve diplomacy, and that's something that Special Envoy Witkoff is intent on exploring and discussing. As always, though, of course, the president has a range of options on the table with respect to Iran.
And this despite a Navy fighter shooting down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. No one knows exactly what will be said or how it might be said. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton preparing now to testify later in the House investigation into the matter of Jeffrey Epstein. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
After first refusing to comply with a House subpoena to testify, the Clintons agreed to appear before the House Oversight Committee. The announcement came as GOP lawmakers were preparing to launch contempt of Congress proceedings against the Clintons. The former president has never been accused of wrongdoing in connection with Epstein, but had a well-documented friendship with the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators finding signs of forced entry at the Arizona home of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother. Meanwhile, the TV personality asking for prayers as law enforcement officers continue the search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Several of her personal items were still at home, including her cell phone, a wallet, and automobile. This is SRN News. Disney is getting dark. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversy over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break for what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces actually go along with the rupture remains still to be seen. This is SRN News. Well, if you love Doritos, Cheetos, Tostito chips, and others, this is good news for you. Pepsi is bringing those back.
The company has leaned on price increases in recent years as the cost of packaging, ingredients, and transportation grew. That's boosted revenue but weakened demand for the products. PepsiCo says its net revenue rose 5.6% to $29.3 billion October through December, but volumes for snacks like Doritos and Cheetos fell 1% in the fourth quarter, while North American beverage volumes declined by 4%. Rich Thomason reporting.
The first husband of Jill Biden has now been charged with killing his wife in their Delaware home. William Stevenson remains in jail and charged with the murder of 64-year-old Linda Stevenson. He was married to Jill Biden in the early 70s. More details, srnnews.com.